want to speak to the boys and girls briefly this morning. And I wonder if some boy or girl could read a verse for me. It's Hebrews chapter 3, verse 15. If someone could find it for me. Hebrews chapter 3, verse 15. Someone could read that for me. Don't all rush at once now. Hebrews 3, verse 15. It's not a very long verse. It might be only about 20 words in it. Any volunteers? No volunteers. I'll read it myself, okay? It says, "While it is said, today if you will hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion." Today if you will hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion. I want to speak to you today, boys and girls, first of all, about an animal. And I have a prize in my pocket, and we'll put it there, for anybody who can guess what animal I'm talking about. I'll give you some clues. The animal would stand, when it's fully grown, about 4 foot tall to its shoulder. It's about 8.5 foot long, plus a tail. It's usually light brown in colour. When you think you know, you put your hand up. Don't wait for all the clues. He weighs 32 stone. Now that's about 10 or 8, maybe 8 or 10 of you put together. He weighs 32 stone. See a hand going up? Forgot. No, that put her off. He walks on his toes. He doesn't put his heels to the ground. He lives in large group. His family be a large group of animals. And when they hunt, they ambush people. They ambush their prey. And they chase their prey into the waiting paws of the male, of the big male who weighs 32 stone. So they all chase their prey and they chase it towards the male. Any ideas? Yep. A lion is right. He's a lion. When I read this, I thought a lion weighs 32 stone. I wouldn't have thought that. That's pretty amazing. He weighs 32 stone. We're going to learn a little bit about a lion. I'm going to tell you a story about a man and a lion this morning. The thing that amazed me about the lion most of all was his roar. The roar of a lion. It can be heard 5 miles away. Now I think that's out about Macabre. So if a lion roared this morning, you could hear him out about Macabre. Can we imagine what that would be like up close? Could you imagine what it would be like if the lion lived next door to you? He roars in order to warn people of his territory. The lady lion roars to call her cubs. He can roar so loud because his throat is specially adapted. He has what he calls, instead of having cartilage in his throat, he has bones in his throat. And that's why he can roar so loudly. You know, I was thinking a lot about lions over this recent while. It's a bit strange probably, but I watched a program on television that was called Best Holiday Destinations. Out of 20 holiday destinations, the best one was, number 2 was Florida and Disney World. Number 1 was an African safari, where you see the lions. And then about 2 weeks ago, having watched that program, we went down to see, if you ever get a chance, go down to the Hollywood Road in Belfast, and you will see a statue of a man who wrote about lions. And on the Hollywood Road at the bottom, there's a statue of C.S. Lewis. He was a man from Belfast who went to Oxford University and became a Christian. And he wrote books called The Chronicles of Narnia, and they're very popular in our house, especially the videos. And one of them is called The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. And there's a statue in the Holyrood Road of the wardrobe. It says some really interesting things about the statue. You get a chance, go and see it. But he wrote about lions, and the lion in his book was called Aslan. And Aslan is a picture of Jesus Christ. So I'd seen the statue, I'd watched the programs on TV, and then read a tremendous story from a book about a lion. I want to tell you this story, listen very carefully to this, about the roar of a lion. James VI was king of Scotland. When he went to church, he was very rude. Whenever the preacher was speaking, James VI always started to talk. He never listened. And one day when he went to church, Robert Bruce was telling him about the Lord Jesus Christ. And King James VI sat up in the gallery with all his courtiers round about him, and he started to talk to them. And Robert Bruce stopped and he looked at him. And the king stopped speaking. So Robert Bruce started to speak again. As soon as he started to speak, what do you think the king did? He started to speak again as well. He started to talk to all his courtiers. So Robert Bruce stopped again. And he looked at the king. And the king stopped again. So when Robert Bruce started the third time, the king started to speak again. And this time when he stopped, he looked at him and he spoke directly to the king. And this is what he said. It is said to have been an expression of the wisest of kings. When the lion roars, all the beasts of the field are quiet. He says, the lion of the tribe of Judah is now roaring today in the voice of his gospel, and it becomes all the kings of the earth to be silent. The Bible speaks of a king. It speaks of Jesus, and he's called the Lion of Judah. And Robert Bruce said to the king, listen, the Lion of Judah is speaking today to you from the Word of God, and you should keep silent and listen. It's very easy for kings sometimes to think that they don't have to listen. Very easy to forget that they are just subjects like everybody else under the King of Kings. But it's very easy for you and me as well, you know. When the Lion of Judah, the King of Kings, the Lord Jesus Christ speaks, it's very easy for you and me to switch off or to talk to someone beside us and to miss out what Jesus is saying to us. We're going to learn about a king today in the Bible later on who switched off. But this morning, young people, when God speaks to you through his word, whether it's in reading your Bible at night, whether it's perhaps in Sunday school, whether it's perhaps here in church, we should listen. And when he speaks to you and tells you, listen, I want to be king of your life. I want to come into your life, and I want you to follow me for the rest of your life. I want to leave you behind perhaps the things, the sins which you like doing, and I want you to follow me. We do well to listen. When he speaks to us about our school friends, perhaps about our parents, perhaps about some of the things we like to do, but most of all, about following the King of Kings, we should listen. Next time you see a program on TV, or perhaps you get a chance to go down to the Hollywood Road and see the statue of C.S. Lewis, you think about the Lion of Judah, who is the Lord Jesus Christ, who died for you, and he wants to speak to you through his word and wants you to follow him.